streaks to his hair like he'd been talking about for the last 2 months. He was going for a Cookie Monster thing. While you were looking at his hair, you might miss the fact that his athletic build was wrapped in a neon blue snow jacket and blue jeans. His chocolate eyes met mine as he shook his head. "Cookie Monster," I all but whined. He smiled at me, which instantly made me want to smile back. Isaac just had that effect on me.
"Red, you're on your own," he said.
His voice was oddly like honey, sweet, creamy, and smooth. I playfully growled at him before looking further down the table to Zeke. Big, strong, intimidating as hell Zeke. You know, the poster child for the death penalty, as in the one for it. That was Zeke, at least in looks. His broad cheekbones and wide, strong jaw gave his face a rough, frightening look. It wasn't just his face or angry glares that were intimidating. It was his frame. He was huge. My head just met in the middle of his chest. It wasn't only height, either. Oh no. Zeke had wide shoulders and was like a mountain of muscle. Though that mountain was currently wearing a black snow jacket, black jeans, boots, and his ever-present wallet chain. Zeke's clothes never changed much, and I was starting to think it was so he never had to match anything. A couple of weeks ago during lunch, he said he liked the blue flower I had been drawing. The flower had been violet. I didn't tell him. Zeke's rough and scary looks didn't intimidate me anymore. The guy was like a teddy bear who argued all the time. Well, unless you hurt a girl around him, then he was your worst nightmare. I met his sky blue eyes and threatened to pout. He glared at me.
"No, Lexi,"
Zeke warned me. My lips started to stick out.
"Nope, nope, not dealing with that fucking lip."
Zeke snapped as he turned his back on the table until all I saw was the back of his short black hair.
"Tell me when she fucking stops," he growled.
The guys burst out laughing. Zeke just kept his back turned. I looked over to Ethan, Isaac's twin. The only difference was, well, everything but their faces and builds. His black hair was straight and reached his jawline. On his right ear, he had 5 silver loop rings running up his earlobe. His athletic build was also in a black snow jacket and black jeans. "Ethan, please give me a hint? Something you need?" I asked sweetly. Ethan sighed.
"Beautiful, we don't need anything. Gifts are supposed to be fun, not something you need," he said.
Ethan's voice was smooth and smoky. It rolled over my ears like fog. It wasn't his toe-curling voice, but it didn't matter. I could listen to him talk all day. I looked over to Miles and raised an eyebrow. Miles was cute until he smiled. Then you saw how handsome he was. It felt like the world's biggest secret, and I was the only one who knew about it. He had high cheekbones and an angled jaw. His chestnut hair was short, but had a wave to it, though it was getting long enough now that it started to curl around his ears. He had lovely dark green eyes behind his black-rimmed glasses. He was leaner than the other boys, but his shoulders were still broad with some muscle to them. Right now, his lean frame was wrapped in a dark green snow jacket and brown cargo pants. "Miles?" I asked, knowing I wasn't getting anywhere. He gave me an understanding smile.
"I'm sorry, Lexi. You're going to be on your own for this one,"
Miles said gently. I cursed and buttoned up my long black wool coat. The guys had finally made me give up my leather jacket for a thicker coat this winter. The shitheads took me to the mall and wouldn't bring me home until I bought one. It had taken me a while to find one I liked. Well, that. And making the guys go to 3 different stores was fun revenge. The coat was fitted through the bust, tucked in at the waist, then flared down to just above my knees. I also loved the hood. It was very cloak-like. It looked great with my mass of curly copper hair. "Fine, I'll figure it out," I groused, then pointed a gloved finger around the table at each of them. "But if you get shit you don't like, you have only yourself to blame." They just smiled at me. Zeke turned back around, now that he knew I wasn't pouting. Use a pout once, and the guy avoided it like the plague. I felt my phone vibrate in my jacket.